impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Triple E's new album, The Good Life.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dual Impressions. My name is James Arnold. I've got Nick Ahern with me. Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
That was a strange voice, and I am never prepared for what you're going to do when I say that. In case anyone thinks this is staged, it's really not. I have no clue what he's going to do. And we are here to talk about Trip Lee's new album, The Good Life. Man, was his album, his last album was 2 years ago, I guess. Yeah, I think so, Between Two Worlds. And he's got a new album out. It comes out, you know, I don't know when these reviews are posting, so it'll be out by the time you hear this, most likely. And we're going to talk about it. I'm really floundering. Will you say something?
James is a sexy man, and we need to move on before his sexiness breaks his microphone.
All right, what did you think of this album, Nick, before anything else crazy happens?
Before anything, I've listened to it three times in a row. I listened to it on repeat today.
Okay.
Just to give it the full Monty, so to speak. And there are some bomb tracks on this album.
Okay, start there. What tracks are bomb? Because
before you turn into the Dalton jerk, please tell us what you like.
Before you aim your gun at the album, at least buff it out a little bit. What? That was a really weird analogy.
That is, there's so many things a man can say to that, James.
Say none of them.
None of them. Okay. New Dreams. Album opener featuring Jaron Show Baraka, beast of a track.
Yes,
I love that track. I listen. How many plays? Look at iTunes. 16 plays already.
Wow.
And I've been listening since yesterday. Yeah, yesterday sometime. Bomb track. Problem is, he follows it up with Robot, which is my least favorite track.
All right. Good tracks. Good tracks.
All right. I love it.
Okay.
Love that track, but I think my favorite one is 116 featuring Cave, Bna, and Eminem.
Yes.
And then, I'm extra nice. Good thing. Yes, the final with the horns, kind of funky. I dug that. I don't know. I just dug that track.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a fun track. I actually found myself doing a little jig, like, you know, when it came on. Like, you know, the booty dance, you know?
Yeah.
James, save me. I'm talking about the booty dance. You better save me.
Yeah, so you have picked out a lot of really good tracks. I love New Dreams. I love.
I can't believe
that happened. I really love 116. KB flies on that track. Andy Mineo flies. Trip Lee keeps up with them. Not nearly as quickly, but holds his own. And I just thought that was a solid track. You mentioned you hate Robot.
Hate is the word of the devil, I should say. I strongly dislike that I'm being called right now from whatever. I don't recognize, so I'm setting that aside. I did not like the way that track sounded.
Okay, I want to speak to that one for a moment, because I felt the way you do when I first listened to it. And that's not to say you haven't listened to it enough. But this is one of those tracks that, when I first listened to it, I thought to myself, nope, this is not a very good single, this is not my favorite, the lyrics feel cheesy, the whole thing just feels strange, I'm not a fan. Then as I listened to the album multiple times through, and just kind of got a feel for the whole thing, it grew on me. It became a track that I actually ended up really enjoying, primarily because I think his flow is really solid on it. While I think the chorus is still a little cheesy, I'm not really a huge fan of the concept. Even though they did make a video game out of it. Did you see that? It's like a Space Invaders clone where you're shooting at
robots. I need to go back and play Space Invaders.
Shooting at robots or something. And this is the second time Reach Records has made a video game to promote an album, because they did that for a Crows album. They had like a little fighting game. It was really cool. So props to you guys, Reach Records, for making video games. I'm a fan of video games. But
I'm a big fan of video games.
All that to say, Robot actually grew on me. I understand the frustrations with it, but it's sort of like Dum Dum on Tadashi's album that I really didn't like, but it grew on me.
just that dumb. I don't know why the 13-year-old me just chuckled.
I'm glad. I'm really glad.
I mean, I can see that. The more I listen to it, the less I had negative feelings about it. But the chorus, it really bothers me. It hurts my ears to listen to. I just do not like the way this song, whatever that thing is. It just bugs me. Do not like that track.
Okay.
But so he follows it up with "I'm Good with Lecrae," which I forgot about Robot.
Good.
That was nice.
Yeah, Tripley's flow, I feel like, has really changed on this album. That was one thing that I struggled with on the last one, is that even though I liked him, it felt like he sort of found this groove and was afraid to ever leave it when he was doing his writing. There were a couple exceptions to that on that album. I don't mean to say that the entire album was exactly the same, but just as far as his writing goes, it seemed like he found his stride, which is good, but then was afraid to even experiment outside of it. And this album feels like he experiments from time to time, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, and I'll give him that. With Robot, I do not like the way it sounds with his flow, like you said, and working with that beat, I give him his flow sounds great. It's just I do not like the way it technically sounds.
Right.
So I'll agree with that. His flow is great.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a track I really want to hear about, and maybe talk about, because I thought it was a really interesting one. What do you think of the whole concept of the track "Know Me" and then in parentheses "Word"? Because it was an interesting track. He's writing from the perspective of the word and talking about how a lot of people just kind of proof text him and people only quote random parts and don't really get to know him and that kind of thing. I thought it was an interesting take, maybe a little overambitious as far as an analogy for an entire song goes, but I just want to know what your thoughts were.
I think I agree. It is, I think, too ambitious for the album. Had he expanded it into like a couple songs or something like that, I think it would have worked better. It felt kind of, I don't know, just the song felt too crammed. Huh. And like he was kind of reining himself in too much. You know, it's like I've heard him go on I Love, I've heard him go on New Dreams. He can definitely let loose. I want to hear him let loose. And this, he felt very restrained.
Okay. It reminded me a little bit of the Bare Fruits project, where, and Tripley was on that one among many other people, where they talk about different fruits of the spirit in various different ways. But Tripley's track, if I remember correctly, he's the one who decided to do it from the perspective of the fruit that he was talking about. So he's got a little bit of history with writing as if he were the thing that he wants to talk about, which I found really interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting style. I mean, it was definitely a captivating song. I just wasn't, I think it was too, like I said, it reined him in rather than let him loose.
Yeah.
What did you think? I just recognized this, or just kind of popped into my head, The Good Life. Do you think that's kind of a thing towards Kanye? Because Kanye, you know, talks about consistently about, you know, the good life. He has a song called Good Life and all that stuff. Do you think this is kind of, the album's kind of a...
You know, I don't know. Maybe, but I hadn't thought of that. I'm not sure if it comes across that way. It may just as well just be a statement that's broader than just Kanye, although Kanye definitely exhibits it. Just kind of that mindset that we think we can achieve the good life through certain things. I mean, he's got a song, I don't remember which one exactly off the top of my head, that opens up with talking about sex, money, and power. Oh, wait, no, that's not actually how you do this. And so, yeah. I mean, it seems broader than Kanye, even if it is also Kanye.
Well, it could be analogous for any other materialistic rapper or artist.
Right.
So, I don't know, that just popped into my mind. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm looking now at the track list, and there are some curious features, and there's also some interesting people that are missing. So we don't have Tadashi, we don't have Pro. I think that's all we're missing from these records. But we do get V-Rose, Jai, Susie Rock, Leah Smith. We got a lot of female vocalists.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was a really good mix for him. That's not the way I've expected. That's not what I've expected from Tripley albums. Because of his previous albums, I've expected every Reach Records artist on there. I've expected certain features, but I loved having female vocalists to complement his voice. I thought that worked really well for the latter half of the album.
Yeah, I'd actually agree with that. You know, Susie Rock, love Susie Rock.
So good.
Well, yeah, it's Yeah, I agree with you. It seems to flow perfectly into his voice. Like, he doesn't have to... it works.
Is that your cat?
That is my cat. He's looking at me with intention, I think, to disrupt what we're doing.
I believe it. My dog is trying to... Earlier, during our last one, she was scratching at the door.
Yeah, he's looking at me and meowing. He knows. He knows. Sorry, Chip, if you're listening, my cat apparently takes precedent over this album.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and wrap this up? Why don't you start? I started the previous one.
Okay, overall, it's a solid hip-hop album. Even if he's not rapping about theology and all that, it's still technically, for the most part, a solid album. Everything from New Dreams to I Love to 116, which is the highlight for me. We still have a couple tracks I think are technically not as good as I personally come to expect from the other tracks. And, you know, you have War, which I didn't think worked really well. You have Robot, which I've already gone on about. Even Heart Problem, I thought it was really lyrically on the nose and just kind of bland. But for the most part, the album is actually really solid, and you have enough diversity, like, you know, Good Thing featuring Will Smith, funky, you got horns, and just, it gave me a Supertones vibe, like, since, you know, we're all talking about nostalgia, and last time we had a thousand crutch, so nostalgia, it hit me with a wave of nostalgia, which is a great way to end the album. So overall, you have a couple killer tracks, some decent tracks, and a few kind of crash and burns. Overall, well, I actually think this was, had he worked better on those crash and burns, this would have been a 5-star album for me. But overall, I think I'm giving it a 3.5, which is still really high for me.
It is. I'm actually a little surprised.
Yeah, he's got a great flow, and he's got, for the most part, a really good album here.
Good. Yeah, I can second the vast majority of that. Some of the tracks that Nick didn't like, I ended up actually liking it by the end. Robot is a good example. I actually like War, but it did take me a couple listens to get to that point. The chorus is a little bit of a funky sound and takes a bit of acquiring that taste. Overall, though, I thought this album was pretty solid. That said, at times it does still feel like Trick Lee is in the same sort of writing groove that he's been in for the last couple of years. That's not to say it's a bad thing, because he's found a niche that he's good at, but I'll say that my favorite tracks to listen to are not necessarily my favorite tracks. And what I mean by that is there are some tracks that he does really well. 116, New Dreams, I Love, even Love on Display, Beautiful Life, those sorts of tracks. But the tracks where he experiments are the ones that are my favorite, even if I don't like to listen to them as much. I love that he's trying to do new things with Robot, with Nomi, and with, what was the other one, Heart Problem. I love that he's trying different things. I think that speaks a lot to him as an artist. It speaks to Reach Records that they're willing to let him do these things that sound a little different than what we've heard on other albums from that label. That said, the experiments don't always work, which is kind of a problem at the end of the day, but I'm really glad that they're there. So I want to be careful with my criticism and say that even with my problems, I'm really glad that those problems are there, because they're showing that he's trying new things and he's going to be growing.
I second that.
That said, I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5 as well. I think it's a solid album. It's above average. It takes some risks, and sometimes they work really well. Sometimes they don't, but I'm glad they're there. So, did you say 3.5 as well? Did we agree?
Yep, that puts us at 3.5.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, we actually agree this time.
I know, spot on. That's actually kind of funny. So, listen to the album, everyone. Play the game. You can go to reachrecords.com. I think I don't know where it's listed on their website, but I'm sure you can find it. It shouldn't be that hard to find. And play the pro game, too, because, hey, Reach Records is making video games, too.
Yeah, rap and video games. I mean, come on, that's like bacon and eggs right there. Come on.
All right, thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been Dual Impressions. My name is James Arnold, and I've got Nick Ahern with me. Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick. Wait, that sounds weird.
Thanks for listening, everyone.